Hi everyone, Jennifer Hancock here. And today I thought that I want to talk about existential angst and mortality. How do we deal with existential angst? For those who aren't aware of the term, existential angst has to do with awareness of death and the fear that comes with that awareness of death. I went through an existential depression when I was 17, and I came to terms with my mortality at the age of 17. I realized I didn't think we had a transcendent soul. There's no evolutionary reason why we would have evolved to have a transcendent soul. Without a transcendent soul, when we die, it means that's it. There is nothing else. There is just this existence that we have that we have right now. And for a lot of people, that's really quite scary and upsetting. The idea that after you die, you don't exist anymore. Like, how do you get your head around that? Most people have a really hard time. One of the reasons I wanted to talk about this today, though, and from a humanist perspective, is because I live in Florida. And we just experienced a pretty major hurricane, and we're still worried about the major hurricane that just hit our fellow Americans in Puerto Rico. And people died. It's possible I could have died. And I want to share a little bit about how I coped with the fear that I might die in a hurricane. Now, first off, dying in a hurricane is actually kind of a rare thing these days because we have science. We know in advance when a hurricane is going to come. I used to live in Los Angeles. I grew up in LA. You don't get forewarning of earthquakes. They just happen. The downside is that you can't leave in advance of an earthquake and get it out of the way. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And lots of people die in earthquakes. They get buried alive in earthquakes. In Florida, we get advance notice because of science. There's a lot of stuff we can do using science to forewarn ourselves and give us time to prepare, but also to engineer our communities to survive the natural disasters that tend to inflict themselves on our community. So even though I knew my risk of dying in this hurricane was very, very low, there was still a risk I could die from a tornado spun off of the hurricane. And that had me very, very worried because of where this hurricane was going. Looked like it was going to greatly increase our risks of tornadoes. So how did I cope with that? I accepted the possibility that I might die. I could do everything right to follow all the instructions, and I could still die in a road tornado. I could still die on the road in an accident on the way towards where I was trying to go. There's no guarantee. There's nothing about me and my family that makes us special that would give us dispensation to not be negatively affected by the natural disaster that was coming towards us. I accepted the possibility I might die. It's really not as bad as you think it is. Your fear is making you think that if I accept the reality of death, it's going to be horrible. But the reality is that accepting death, accepting that you might die, is freeing. It's not just freeing. It's freeing yourself from the fear. But it's also freeing in a way that the immediacy of life comes into focus at all times. One of the reasons why I don't have regrets at my age is because I've lived almost my entire life with the knowledge that this day might be my last. And I live every day as if this day might be my last because I'm aware this day might be my last. And I've been aware that this day might be my last since I was 17. And far from that being horrifying, it's been freeing, it's been loving, it's a great way to live your life. So if you're afraid of living your life that way. Don't be. It's wonderful. So don't be afraid of death. Don't waste your time worrying about it. Just accept it as real. It's a possibility, and do what you need to do to have a good life and to help other people have a good life too.